Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Xinwang Yu. I'm a postdoc from NC State University. I'm working on the top grass breeding with Dr. Mila Lewis. Today I'm going to talk about the high density genetic linkage map and the QTL analysis for drought tolerance in St. Augustine grass. St. Augustine grass is one of the important warm season grass, mainly spread in the southern of the U.S. And utilized for its superior shade tolerance and low importance requirement, low input requirement. But conversely, the St. Augustine grass have a very poor cold tolerance and moderate drought tolerance. So if we want to expand its market to in adaption to the more wide range, we need to select the new cultivars with the improved cold tolerance than drought tolerance. Drought stress have been one of the most important environment factors and limiting the productivity of crop, including the turf grass. There's a limiting amount of fresh water can be used for the irrigation of landscapes. To address the water issues in the turf industry, there's a growing demand to select and develop the new species and cultivars that could resist the drought stress and require the minimum inputs of irrigation. Drought stress have been considered as a complex trait and is controlled by multiple small infected genes. There is several drought-related traits have been used to evaluate the drought tolerance in turf grass, including the turf quality, the leaf wilting, and the flowering during the stress period, the root depth and the dry weight, which is related to the water uptake from the soil. Some physiological traits, such as chlorophyll content and the relative water content in the leaves, also can be used to evaluate the drought tolerance. And the green cover percentage also can be used to evaluate drought tolerance by the image analysis. Okay, let's move to the breeding section. The marker-assisted selection breeding have been widely used in the crop breeding as an approach to improve the efficiency and the precision to the conventional breeding process. In marker-assisted selection breeding system, a large number of molecular markers need to be developed to analyze the genetic diversity among the population, to establish the association between the molecular marker and the phenotypical traits, and then can be used to identify the genes which could control the target traits, and finally can be used to select the progeny from the breeding population. We try to develop the marker-assisted selection breeding system in St. Augustine grass, but there are some limitations for us. Because compared to the cool season grass, the warm season grass fall behind in the molecular markers identification and the QTL mapping. There's limited genetic information have been released in St. Augustine grass, and the insufficient marker can be used to map QTLs in St. Augustine grass. Recently, with the advancement of the high throughput sequencing technology, a powerful cost-effective method has been invented to obtain the genome-wide molecular markers. It's called the genotyping by sequencing, GBS for short. There are some key elements in the whole GBS protocols, including which kind of restriction enzymes you will be used to digest the genome DNA, the barcode designs you will use in the adapter, and you need to make sure there's the high enough sequencing depth and to choose appropriate bioinformatic pipelines to cost need. Okay, let's brief our research framework. It starts from the mapping population creation, and then the genotypic and the phenotypic analysis will be conducted separately. And then the data will be combined to map the QTL on the linkage map, and finally the mapped QTL could be used on the target breeding selection. Okay, let's look at the method and the materials. The mapping population was derived from the cross between St. Augustine grass cultivars Raleigh and Seville. Both parents are diploid. Total 115 F1 progeny were obtained and significantly secreting for drought tolerance. GBS library was constructed and sequenced on the Illumina HiSeq platform because there's no reference genome can be used, so the TASO unique pipelines were used to call SNPs. All the marker we get will be used to construct the linkage map using the DrawMap software. For the drought tolerance evaluation, was conducted in the greenhouse condition with three reps and RCPD design. After 1 month establishment, the drought treatment was applied by stop the water, let the soil dry down until the soil water content reduced to about 5%. Then the data will be collected. RWC will calculate based on the weight of leaves. The chlorophyll content and the fluorescence were measured using the portable device, multi-spec Q. Reading the leaf wilting and the firing for the continuous 3 days, and then the plant will be subject to recover. After recover for 3 days, we'll take the picture to image analysis the green cover percentage. Okay, let's look at the result we got. After processing the raw data, data from the sequencing, initially we got 13,000 SNP markers. Yeah. In order to get the high quality SNP marker, we subject to strict filtering. After filtering, we got about 3,000 SNP marker, high quality SNP markers. All these markers was divided into three categories based on the segregation type, and all these marker together with we previously identified the SSR marker can be used to construct the linkage map. This slide shows the integrated map from the both female and the male parents containing about 3,000 markers. Both SNP markers and SS markers were included here. All the markers were mapped to nine linkage groups. This number is consistent with the genome composition in St. Augustine grass. The name order of the linkage group were based on the homology between St. Augustine grass linkage group and the chromosomes of foxtail millet. Is a closely related grass species to St. Augustine grass. Our Actually, I also did the more comparative genomic analysis to other model graph genomes. The more result will be present on the poster section tomorrow afternoon. So you can please stop by there if you're interested. For the phenotypical analysis, the drought tolerance evaluation in the greenhouse, we subject all the data we get was subject to the virus analysis first. The result showed there's a significant variance was detected in most of the trees. Only the chlorophyll fluorescence didn't show the significant variance, so it will be excluded in the following mapping criteria mapping. We also did the correlation coefficiency analysis. The result showed there's a strong correlation between the traits of RWC, leaf wilting, leaf firing, and the green cover percentage. Combine all the genotypic data and the phenotypic data, the preliminary criteria mapping were conducted using the interval mapping method. Totally 20 criteria were detected. 5 criteria for RWC, 2 for chlorophyll content, 6 criteria for leaf wilting, 4 criteria for leaf firing, 3 criteria for green cover. It was to notice a lot of criteria for all the trees were mapped on the linkage group 8. To sum up, we successfully identified a large number of significant markers by GBS for single-oxygen grass and constructed the first high density genetic map for this single-oxygen grass. Several drought-related trees were used to evaluate the drought tolerance in greenhouse. Some potential criteria were detected on different linkage groups. All these results provide an important the first step in identifying the molecular base of drought tolerance and will be used further in elucidating the genetic control of drought tolerance in single-oxygen grass. In next step, we will continue working on the drought evaluation on the both greenhouse and the field condition to detect and confirm more criteria. Okay, before I'm closed, I will give my thanks to Dr. Susana Miller-Lewis for her great idea and supporting in my work. Give my thanks to the current and the former members in our lab and the other people give me a lot of help in our department. And thanks for the funding support from USD. Thanks to everyone be here this afternoon. I'm happy to answer any questions.
1 minute of questions.
Wow. Please.
I noticed you took relatively small plots to phenotype your mapping population. Do you think that you're going to bias your experiment towards plants that are not growing as well, being not as much analyzed, and therefore appearing more drought-tolerant?
I'm sorry, can I repeat it again?
If you limit the soil volume of your plants during the drought stress, plants that do not grow so well will appear more drought tolerant, right? So they're not using up so much water. And then you assume they are drought tolerant, but however, they're just not using up so much water.
Yeah, talking about the size of your pot where you're biasing the drought tolerance because you have your plants in smaller pots.
Okay, so you mean we can plant all the different individuals in the same pot, the big pots?
Mm-hmm. Right. If you have larger pots.
Then
you're not biasing the experiment.
Yeah, actually, I have thought about that idea because there's the some limitation for the space in the greenhouse, because even we use the big pot, because there's some difference between the edge and in the center of a pot. So we try to make sure there's the same volume of soil in each pot. That's what we did to control the balance between the different pots.
Did you weigh the pots?
Yeah, I weigh the pots in the when planting.
In sake of time, you can continue the discussion afterwards, but let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.